us up, sexy people.
Dave, why would you laugh at the opening of a review?
I can't tell you.
It's a secret.
Something that happened.
Next time, I'll flip it and zip it quicker.
Welcome back to another album review. For this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new release from Danish noisemakers Collapse. The band's new album, AR.
It's very pirate, isn't it? Like, we should be reviewing this in September when International Act Like a Pirate Day is. But yeah, it's R. I went with it on a more elevated level because that's the way my brain works. And I was like, AR is augmented reality, but I don't know if that's what the band's going for. So, unless the press statement it spells it out, Dave. No, it doesn't, Duncan. No, how dare you ignorant slut.
Apparently, well, I'll get in a sec. So, the album comes out on March 8th, and it's on Vicisk format records.
It's like, I'm just going to say it collapsed right now. I love you because you're making Dave uncomfortable.
My brain is just...
You would think at the point that we are now after reviewing so many Danish bands, we would be fluent. And I can assure you we're not.
You're not. This is the second album from Denmark's Collapse, which follows up their 2021 debut, Salt.
How did we miss this?
I don't know. No idea. With titles alluding to the life cycle of an insect, R is scars for non-Scandinavians. Scars for non-Scandinavians?
Ah, right. R is the word scar.
Well,
is that what they're saying? So R means scar for non-Scandinavians.
I think so.
Ah! See, so, it did explain it.
Kind of.
You're looking more confused than you were before you read.
I don't know what's going on. This deals with the human psyche in most base forms. The new Collapse album is meant to be a bruising and challenging encounter. I'm challenged already. With the ugly, shameful and disappointing parts of the human experience.
Ugly, shameful and disappointing is how I describe my sex life.
But not to your wife's face.
No, that's how she describes it to her friends. Via WhatsApp. What the fuck's happening here? I've seen the chain.
It confronts the listener head on with all the noise, desperate and threatening screams and brutality this three-piece can deliver.
Three-piece? What?
Yeah. We purposefully recorded these songs to be abrasive and angular, to force the listener to feel the sweaty anxiety and sonic grime. Using the album as a way of dealing with personal issues, both past and present, is an amalgamation of experiences lived and experiences common on the road. We wanted the listener to feel like we are playing and screaming about 2 inches from their face, in an understanding and empathetic way. We want to explore the unwanted, the unsavoury, or the unwelcome parts of life, which often makes songs harsh and caustic. We tried to push the envelope from our previous record and wanted the songs to be more challenging, raw, and more desperate. Our songwriting constantly straddles this line between wanting things to be aggressive and in certain ways unapproachable, whilst not actively trying to alienate the listener. We just want them to actually listen. The music shouldn't give itself away too easily. It should create a space to deal with ourselves, life, each other, and the world around us. Okay, here's where it gets hella sexy.
Denmark, I wonder if we know anyone involved with this project.
This album was recorded, engineered, and co-produced by Jakob Bredahl.
Never heard of him.
At Dead Rat Studios. Then
sounds like a small fella.
Then mixed by Scott Evans from Paul Involved City.
Like, what was he doing this month? That, like,
everything.
I'm like buses, right? You're waiting for a wee Scott Evans, nothing comes along. Yeah. And then the time period it takes you to record a couple of reviews in one night, you will mention my name almost as much as it takes to fucking summon Beetlejuice. It's the second album, like, check the Watcher Wears, that's how you know when we've recorded it. This is the second time we've mentioned him tonight.
Yeah. Finally, album mastered by Brad Boatwright at Audio Siege.
We love you, Brad. I'll never get tired of saying that.
That is a three-way. I wouldn't mind making a four-way, Duncan.
What would you do in that four-way?
Get me in there.
Watch. Well. Film it. Film it. Film it so I could relive it later on.
My anus has collapsed already, Duncan. That's what I'm going to say.
Collapse spelled with a K, Dave?
With a K.
With a K.
Oh.
You all right there?
Yeah. Yeah. Collapse and their new album. Duncan, what did you think of R by Collapse?
Well, are you ready for this review? Oh. I honestly did not plan that until Dave set it up. And now I am so happy with myself. I feel like I don't need to do anything else.
No,
we were literally speaking off air right now about how much I love the artwork for this one, because it's easily one of the most disturbing things I've seen this year. But the fact it's done in pink is just, I mean, lush.
Love it. Pink vinyl will accompany the album.
I just want to stress right now, for anyone that might think that we've sold out because Dave's got a vinyl player, right, and he's now posting on X pictures of the vinyl that he's playing. Pictures of the vinyl and pictures of it on the player, as if you don't know how to play a vinyl, right? Like, Dave, people know.
There was two vinyl, different colours, so I had to mix it up a little
bit. There's a whole sub-series out there on YouTube of people recording vinyls being played. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't get it. I'm like that. I'm like, is it to get that analog fuzz? And if so, YouTube's maybe not the best medium for that. just saying. I was like, I bought the world's most expensive violin. This was played by Stravinsky in 1743. You know how I'm going to play it to you? It's through an iPhone. You know what I mean? It's like, anyway, we'll park that for a second.
Park it.
So, Collapse, from the spelling and the song titles, I had a guess that this was Scandinavian. Turns out I was right. I didn't actually pick Denmark. I thought it would be more Sweden-based, but I'm happy it is Denmark. And to be honest, those countries are neighbouring, even though they're different, I'm sure. There's a bridge that crosses the two. There is a crime TV show called The Bridge, and that's how I know there's a bridge that crosses the two. So, see, sometimes television is educational. So I'll tell you what, like, see, when I first finished R, I was like, that's a really, really interesting post-metal album, right? Mm-hmm. That is how I felt. And then on my second listen, I almost wanted to go back in time, the 35 minutes from Run Lead, to slap me in the face and say, this is not post-metal, Duncan. On the third listen, though, I could see why my first listen, just to complicate it, had leaned in on that. For all intents and purposes, and a lot of what goes through this album, it leans into tropes, sounds, styles, and executions of post-metal without being a post-metal album. It reminded me at times of very early Cult of Luna, and those massive walls of sound that the guitar, bass, and drums give you, with those discordant vocals which are relatively monotone but are delivered in such a way that you kind of feel like it's an additional instrument, like someone's playing the vocals. Like, you mean, like, I'm going to breathe into the vocals here and they're going to make that sound. Collapse utilise that, but I would struggle to call them a post-metal band. And I've went back and forth on this, but I've now landed on that actually what they do is they gather the aesthetical sounds of Scandinavian post-metal, but attribute those sounds and stylings to something out with it. In a weird way, Collapse actually musically sound more like a slowed down Every Time I Die than they do a Cult of Luna. And it's the way the guitars, actually more the way the guitars play than anything else. They throw in weird kind of 70s rock hooks, but in an angular fashion, in a post-metally vibe that kind of makes them sound like they're doing a lot more than they actually do. And that's not to diminish the songwriting on this one. What they have mastered, you know, to join the myriad, because we're using that word again, the plethora of Danish bands that are walking the planet right now. What they've seem to have mastered is, and Jakob Bredel might be the guy that's actually behind all this, is the Wall of Sound.
Mm.
Like, this band have managed to, along with bands like LLNN or Eyes or Lifesick, develop a sound that has no space in it.
Mm.
Like, you get hit with, when they want to be heavy, you get hit with this is the heaviest riff you heard and listen to the screams. It is a singular wall of sound that encapsulates the drums, bass, guitars and vocals. Mm. And it sits right there at the forefront. I love the description of it feeling like they're shouting in your face and they're like 2 fucking inches away from you. Because that, you could wipe the spit out your eyes at the end of this one. That's what it feels like.
Mm.
You feel like you're in the room with them hearing the most intense performance. And that's echoed all the way through. As music goes, and this might sound like a slight, and I don't mean it to be, this is a very conventional album. Yes, structurally they are a bit playful in the way they do it, but there's nothing in here where they're doing syncopated time signatures, polyrhythms, angular riffs that elevate things, being playful or jazzy. Actually, they're being very Every Time I Die, who are a band that crafted a sound that, to the outsider, sounds a lot more complex than it is. I would describe it as busy, not necessarily difficult. And Collapse are busy, not necessarily difficult, but that actually aids them. The song structures allow them to at times go longer form than they actually do, but still sound interesting, even though they're not actually giving you something you've never heard done before, or like playing at a level which is virtuosely unexpected. This one flows. Right, this is the album that flows all the way through it. By the time you get to like track 5, for example, Decomposition, spelled with a K because Denmark, it's a longer form track, and it's the one where at the highest level it gets the most experimental with its song structure. I feel like I've heard all the elements before that. When I get to that track, it slots in like a nice jigsaw. Like, as long as it goes, all the parts feel merited. It's an album that never surprised me, but I was surprised by how much I liked it.
Yeah.
And once again, it reminded me of a lot of bands, but never sounded like those bands. It was always kind of, oh, that's an element that I mentioned before, like Cult of Luna would use on one of their kind of slow chunkier bits. That track that I mentioned, Decomposition, is a great example of why Collapse stand almost head and shoulders above a lot of bands that try and incorporate a lot of different elements, in that for almost the majority of the time, it's playing with things that sound angular that aren't, but it's a track that ends up in familiar Danish metal territory with bends and grooves and stuff that's almost horrible sounding and discordant. And I kind of love the way that that goes. I kind of love the way it's structured, and I kind of love the way that they just continue on with it. The tracks have a feeling of momentum. Like there's perpetual motion pushing them through to the end, all the way through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bit where they're like, blast beats! Like, fucking half-time! Like, it never feels like that. It feels... Yeah. It's that post-metal element of cold, calculating structure and industry, like almost industrial, but brought into a world where the sound that's the colour of the album artwork weirdly fits this in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did get pinks listening to it. It's one of those ones where I never ended this one going like that. Oh, well, that's the most remarkable thing I've ever heard. But as a structural... Like, this is the sort of thing that... If this was a building and an earthquake happened, everything else would be levelled except the R building, which would still be standing.
Yeah.
It's so structurally sound from start to finish. That's why I'm surprised that you're saying they're a three-piece. It feels like there's more people involved here.
Yeah.
It's just so fucking tight. The last thing, production, you mentioned it before. You mentioned names that obviously I wasn't privy to because I don't read the press statement. Makes a lot of sense. This, the production is flawless on this. Like, across the board, production, mixing and mastering, flawless. It is, it feels heavy. Someone asks you to carry this from the car into the house, your arms are going to be wobbling, you're going to be sweating quite a bit, and you're going to be regretting it by the time you get through the front door. It has a weight about it. Like a tangible textural weight about it, all the way right through it, and finishes in the strongest fashion. You're talking 7 tracks, you're talking roughly about 35 minutes, and there ain't no weak points here at all. I feel that you probably will fill me in on this one because you do your due diligence and will have checked at the previous release. I'm curious to know what the previous one sounded like. Because this, to me, once again, a theme that I mentioned in about 3 releases tonight, kind of almost perplexes me that they're so young in their career. This feels as assured a release that I've heard from a band in a long time. Just as this is the very epitome of solid. This is, and I don't mean that as a solid, stalwart album. I just mean that there's nothing really you can pick at here. There's no chink in the armour. That's what I'm saying overall. R is just an imposing, weighty, heavy son of a bitch that delivers on every single track, regardless of length, right through until transformation when it ends. What did you know, a lot of names being flung around here. Part of the world that you've never been to Denmark, have you?
No, I have not.
I've been twice, Dave, and when we go, we are eating hot dogs. You're laughing at that. The Danish hot dog is up there.
The guy from Telos was trying to make us go over because they're obviously doing a farewell show in Denmark. They were like, if there was a time when that you should come to Denmark, then
when is that happening?
I don't know. He messaged on Facebook to say that.
Right, I'm going to leave that with you. Denmark isn't that far away. You can get cheap flights.
A body of water between us.
It's about an hour and a bit on a plane, right? And you can stay, you can live reasonable. In Denmark's not expensive as the other Scandinavian countries. It's reasonable. And we're friends over there now. Maybe in the band Collapse, depending on your review. So the floor is yours, Dave.
Okay, so I usually leave the production chat until the end of the review.
Oh, you're coming right in. You're getting the cards on the table.
Yeah. I feel like I need to speak about this first, however.
What a mess. Choices were made here that I'm confused about.
Choices.
Decisions. People were involved here that I expect better from.
They should have ran this up the chain. This is just... this is fucking awesome production. This is... The tone of this album is so metallic. It's
World's Strongest Man. Like, see, when you watch that, we watch it every Christmas, and you eventually get to a weight where you're like, that, he's no lifting that. And then you see the exertion on your face, that face, and you're like, I wonder what that would feel like. Collapse, Dave.
I feel like this is the kind of album that you should probably take smelling salts before listening to. You know what I mean?
Like, chalk up your ears before you put headphones on.
This is all girth. This is a girthy album. The guitar tone they've captured on this is so unpleasant, but unbelievably Moorish at the same time. I love a guitar tone that just makes you depressed.
Denmark has a moratorium on the most guitar tones that make you just go that. Why am I working? Why am I married? Why am I breathing? I'm just gonna go crawl into this room now. Put this cover up here and a pillow over my head.
They've got a guitar tone that sits. Or fits the tone of this album perfectly, and that deep bass is perfect in the mix. You can hear every fucking note of that bass, even with how low it is, and amongst that absolutely depression guitar.
That's the hint that there are three pieces, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. Like, the guitars aren't even massively distorted. You know, it's not a busy tone. They are just colossally heavy. The drum tones as well. God damn! Yeah. Like, I loved how live they sound. Like the power of the drums is incredible. The toms in particular are just like so thunderous. I put the good headphones on for this one. It just sounded incredible. Like, production wise, they've done a stellar job right across the board.
But what about the songs, Dave?
What about the album? Well,
what about
thankfully...
the actual album? Like, listen. There's an Evans out there, there's a Breadle out there, there's a Boatwright out there right now that are being like that. You know what? We did a good job.
We've
that.
Done our job.
But there's a band that spent 35 minutes writing 7 tracks and crafting a sound that they wanted you to check out. Well, what did you make of the album, Dave?
Well, thankfully, all the good things that I have to say about this album aren't just about the production. Because these guys are fucking killer. Like,
yeah.
And like the more we review albums, I become more and more excited to chat about the kind of under the radar bands than I do the big name bands.
Everyone's chatting about the big name bands. So.
Yeah, everyone can chat about them. Chat away. Over here, we'll be chatting about the ones that are flying under the radar.
Yeah, that's our job. I think there's a space, and I think that people are appreciating that there's a space out there for people. We have now an inbuilt listener base that are like specifically watching us, not because they necessarily agree or disagree or even find us attractive, although we are, Dave, or funny or whatever, but they're checking it out because we have a tendency to review things that are off the beaten track. And this, if not this, why would you want to do something online? I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's like a few bigger name bands that you could say collapse sit within a similar style to. I felt that there were definite hints to bands like Kowloon Walled City. There's a bit of Ken Mode in there. Black Sheep Wall as well. I love Black Sheep Wall. There's definitely a hit of that in here as well. They are like one of my favourite bands. So something like this is always going to pique my interest, to be honest. But what I'm kind of most intrigued about is how they display what makes them different from those other bands. And for me, Collapse really kind of excel in their ability to make you feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. This album has plenty of huge riffs. It's got plenty of swagger to it. There are great moments on this album where they pick a really cool rhythm and just groove the shit out of it, which I loved. It's got a great kind of unpredictability to it when it comes to the heavy parts as well. But what I think impressed me most was just how bleak this is and how miserable it can make you feel. And I don't mind that. Like, I'm all down with that. I love a depressing album. I love something. I love watching movies
as
that are highly...
As oxymoronic as it is, Dave loves misery.
I do. I like when I'm watching movies, it's the same. I tend to go for the movies that are bleak and unpleasant. I don't particularly care if an album that is, you know, that makes me giddy with joy or utterly morbid. I kind of just love the fact that it makes me feel something.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than an album that is like full of technicality and flair but makes you feel absolutely nothing. You know, like it's almost lifeless.
If you get to the end of any bit of art and there's nothing to say about it, then it's kind of failed.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like watching Marvel movies. Like,
I'm the same. Yeah, like you get to the end of it, you're like,
yeah,
well, that's 2.5 hours.
It's impressive, you know, when buildings are being demolished during, you know, a fight scene, but you just kind of feel dead inside afterwards.
Yeah.
Collapse are kind of like the best of both worlds. They give you this monstrous sound and production, really fucking heavy riffs and tortured vocals, but they also weave this cold, hopeless despair through it that leaves you feeling just kind of dejected afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think it comes from a few different things. The riffs often kind of switch between a kind of quite kind of jangly and discordant, you know, can be quite jarring at points, but then they balance them out with enough of that kind of hefty, sludgy, and yeah, there's a touch of post-metal in here as well. Kind of, I think they mentioned post-sludge on somewhere. I'm sure I read that somewhere.
The post-metal thing is just, like, I keep mentioning it, but to me it's because it reminded me without sounding like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's an ethos in the structure and coldness, bleakness of that sound that remind me of...
Yeah.
Bands in that genre, but they like, that's what I love. The first listen I was like post metal, end of the second listen I was like that totally not post metal. like arguing with myself because there's all those elements I picked out, but they aren't.
Yeah, no, there's quite a few different kind of styles going on, but you know, to be honest, I was kind of smiling from ear to ear. There's not a huge amount of melody in here, but you know, if it does appear, it's still very much on the kind of gloomy side of things, which again just kind of feeds into the whole vibe of the album. Vocally, I think, is where it really kind of leans in on that despair, because the vocals, and I think there's a couple of members doing vocals here, the vocals are harrowing, very like kind of tortured style of vocal. And for me, it was one of the best things about the release, because vocally it comes across very genuine, that kind of like distress and hostility in their voice. It's such a kind of hefty kind of gut punch on the album, especially like tracks like Dude, which is just like you can hear the sound of the intensity in the voice that it's almost about to break at points. And I love that, absolutely love that sound. It's also a great length, like at 35 minutes. There's like, as you said, there's one track, Decomposition, which is over 8 minutes. The rest aren't massively long tracks, you know, clocking in between 4 and 6 minutes. Decomposition was the only one that I was like unsure about.
Why do we have to follow it about this?
I don't know. I was unsure as to whether it needed to be over 8 minutes. There were parts of it I felt maybe could have been trimmed a little bit.
This speaks to our masturbation habits, Dave. Like, I will go long form.
Got it short.
I will change up techniques. I'll watch different shit sometimes.
Just skip to the end of the video so we can finish this. I don't know. I feel like when I heard it, I felt like it maybe would have worked for me maybe better as a closing track. It is quite feedbacky, and you know, there's a lot of kind of erratic fills over lots of noise. As track five, I was unsure of the placement of it, but the last track, Transformation, also does a great job of closing the album, though.
It's the perfect closer. Transformation is a close. Like, if you got that one in the bag, you close your album with that.
Yeah,
I ain't going anywhere else except there.
It's a bit more eerie and almost kind of slow burn in its build up. In the last couple of minutes, which is just like scorched earth annihilation for the last part of the album, which was awesome. I really enjoyed this. I didn't know of these guys before, weirdly. I actually haven't listened to the previous album, so I'll need to go and check that out. But again, another example of how underrated the Danish metal scene is.
Like, can we, like, maybe we just need to, like, we know Jakob now. We're practically best friends. We've had an interview with him on video. Can we just maybe get him to send us a list?
Yeah.
Like top maybe. 20 Danish metal bands. Like underground or overground, we don't care. And then at least that way we won't be blindsided by bands like Collapse, where I feel like there's a release from them out there that we will fucking love. Mm. You know what I mean? That we were just ill-educated to know where it was.
Awesome. The fact that these guys are just three guys, it's like
it's
another,
not, it doesn't make sense.
This again, it sounds like it could be five guys in this band, but really enjoyed it. Looking forward to hearing what these guys do next. I've definitely got my eyes and my ears on them now.
Scotland is not that far away from Denmark. Get your ass to Scotland, which is that line from Total Recall.
Final thing, scores for Collapse's new album. What are you thinking?
It's a 4.5. I think this is like across the board, really well written, really well produced, structurally fucking heavy as fuck, but really interesting. So it's one. I don't think that these guys are doing anything so different than I've heard other bands do, but the compositional way that they bring it together, it's so fucking tight. Like you get that, it's like the perfect package. Like you just kind of want to keep going back to it. So, I mean, what's not to love? 4.5.
Nice. I'm a 4 out of 5 on this one. I thought it was out.
It's been mean tonight. You're being like unfairly mean with your 0.5s.
My 0.5s.
Yeah, your 0.5s, for whatever reason, you're like that. Nope.
Okay. 3.5
only,
it is then.
Only full numbers on this review.
I think, to be honest, I think there's more. I think there's more to come from these guys. I think at the moment, there's nothing here that I haven't heard, you know, done before. But I feel like they have the potential to do something that's, you know, completely uniquely them. And I think, but like, stick with this production as well. Those three guys, hire them for the next album.
The Holy Trinity.
You know, it sounds awesome.
It's Bredel, Evans, Boatwright. There you go. Boatwright. That's the new thing. That's what we're doing from now on.
Right.
If we can get a Baloo in there somewhere, oof. I don't know. Like, Baloo is clearly God in that scenario. He's just overseeing making sure everything's all right. We can get that there. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Collapse, the new album, comes out on March 8th. Links below to the band, to the Bandcamp, all that sort of stuff. Check out. Let us know what you think. Happy to hear your thoughts and opinions on it. That is the review. Thank you for checking out. Much appreciated. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.